God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. What do you do? Now, that's a question that usually is meant to inquire, what is your occupation? What do you do for a living? So what do you do for a living? What do you do? Do you like what you do? Again, the question being, do you like what you do to make a living? You know, there's a difference between, famously, making a living and making a life, and we all wish to do one, not the other. And yet, sometimes we are not doing much more than making a living because we're not doing much more than simply passing time or fulfilling an obligation or serving some boss. You know, how you serve indicates who you serve. In Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible is talking to people who are believers. He's talking to those who are followers of God as dear children would be. And in verse 5, he says this, "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ." Now notice he says that the relationship is in regard specifically to your masters according to the flesh. In other words, the masters that have flesh, the masters who have bodies. Well, is there any other kind? And the answer is yes, emphatically yes. In fact, there's a far more prominent master if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is the Lord. So whatever your occupation, our response to those who are in authority over us, who have a body, is supposed to be an indication of our service to a God who's transcendent, the God who is in us and with us. We're to serve with fear and trembling. The words there just mean eagerness, an eagerness of heart and sincerity in your heart as unto Christ. So the bottom line is how you serve indicates who you serve. In the first place, your attitude is an indication of this. Verse 6 says, "Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." So twice here, he emphasizes that our service is as unto Christ, or as the servants of Christ, doing, quote, the will of God. In verse 6, he talks about the will of God, and so God's will. And then verse 7, he talks about good will. Verse 7, with good will, doing service as unto the Lord, as to the Lord, and not to men. So our attitude indicates who we are serving. If we're just serving a boss, then what happens is we are eager to serve when he is watching or when she is watching. It's called men service, eye service as men pleasers. In other words, we're doing what is right only so long as the person over us is watching us. Well, when I serve God, I realize that he's always watching. He's always with me. So my attitude indicates who ultimately I am serving. Look, your motivation indicates who you are serving. Verse 8 says, "Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doth, the same shall receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free." So my reward ultimately is not from some manager, some CEO, some boss in some hierarchy. No, ultimately, my service is to the Lord. And so my motivation should be that however small or grand my task may be on its own, it is made more noble. It is ennobled because I am serving Christ in this world. You know, I may have a rotten boss. I may have a great boss, but over that person is the Lord. Finally, I would just say that your perspective indicates who you serve, your attitude, your motivation, and then your perspective. The Bible says in verse 9, "And ye masters," now he's talking to those who are calling the shots, "do the same things unto them," that is those over whom you have charge, "forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is the respect of persons with him." So the perspective is that the chain of command doesn't end with you, no matter how high you may be. It goes much higher. It goes all the way to heaven. It's interesting to note that in verse 5, we're to serve those that we can see in flesh and blood with respect, with eagerness, with fear. And then in verse 9, the Bible says such people in charge are to lead forbearing threatening. So I am to give respect. I am not to give threatening. And what mediates between these two is the fact that there's a God in heaven. We have a master also who is in heaven, and there's no respecter of persons. I don't care how high or low you are, you're not impressing God. You cannot impress God with how low your job may be. You're speaking of a Lord who came as the Son of Man, the Son of God, and God the Son, born and laid in a manger in a stable, who showed great humility for us. You're also talking about the Lord who spoke the very worlds into existence. And so our perspective is that no matter who we lead, no matter who we serve, we have a master also in heaven. This morning I read the story of a teacher, I believe in California, who lost her job, basically was fired because she refused to commit lie, commit sin, go against her conscience, go against her master, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. She said, "I realized I could not be a Christian and be a teacher." Now that's tragic. That shouldn't ever be the case. But it came down to realizing that literally she could not serve God and serve in her school district at the same time because she was being asked to do something she could not do in service to Christ. So believers are not to be rebels. They are to be people of obedience, but obedience first and foremost to the Master, the Lord, the leader in heaven. So are you serving your boss today? Are you serving your manager? Or are you serving the Lord? You know, if I'm serving the Lord, I will do a lot better in serving the people in my life, because how I serve indicates who I serve.